Today is Daf Hey. So we got to the last two lines of Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says as follows: Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Apa bi shakara adam kriyash Rabbi Beis Knesses. Even though a person said Shema, he daven Maariv at night in Shul, mitzvah lekros al mitasa. There's a mitzvah to repeat it yet again before going to sleep. So Amar Rabbi Yosi, Micro, we'll see the nature of that in just a second. There's going to be an interesting machlokas, which will show us the nature of that Shema Alamita. So Rabbi Yosi says, Micro, what's a pasuk that tells us you should say Shema before going to sleep? It says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Rogzu val techato, one should fight and not sin. Imu b'lavchem al mishkavchem v'domu sela. A person should say in his heart, while al mishkavchem, while he's lying down, v'domu sela, and then he should be silent. The last thing you should say before going to sleep should be that which is b'vavchem. And Amar Rav Nachman, Nachman says, Im Talmud Chacham hu, if he's a Talmud Chacham, ein tzarich, he doesn't need to. We'll see in just a second in Machlokes. He doesn't need to. And Amar Abaye says, Af Talmud Chacham miboy leila meimar chab sukkah drachman. So it sounds like from Rabbi Yosef that Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say anything. Abaye says, no, even if Talmud Chacham needs to say something, could go in biyodcha afkid ruchi padisa osi Hashem kelemes. At least something like that pasuk. Any pasuk, the Miri points out, lav dafka that pasuk, but just a pasuk. So what does that mean that Talmud Chacham doesn't have to, and he could say a pasuk instead of Shema? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, im Talmud Chacham, top line, shiroga b'mishnaso, lachsal girsal. So he's constantly chazering, reviewing what he learned that day. Talmud daya b'kach, that's sufficient. So if you, as opposed to Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, Talmud Chacham doesn't have to say anything at all. Why? The Yitzhak Gemara Bava Basra tells us that Talmidei Chacham don't need to pay taxes in a city because they don't need protection. I don't need that security because I'm a Talmud Chacham. I don't need people to guard me. I'm protected from the Torah. So here as well, before you go to sleep, you don't need to say Shema or any pasuk because you're protected from the learning that you do all day. So what comes out from Rabbeinu Yonah is the Indian of Shema is to protect a person while he sleeps. Talmud Chacham doesn't need that, so he could get off with saying anything, without saying anything. Rashi says, no, the Indian of Kriyat Shema Alamita is not to protect you. Rather, it's in order that your day be surrounded by Torah in the morning and Torah in the evening. So since the Hamun Am no Shema Behar, so we say Shema. That's your last thing you do before you go to sleep. You learn Torah. But Talmud Chacham was learning anyway, just chazim in his mind, so he's able to fulfill the Torah with saying whatever he's saying in his head, lav dafka Shema. So there's a very interesting machlokas, is the nature of Kriyat Shema Alamita is a din in Limud HaTorah, or if it's a din in Shmira Belayla. Comes out, we'll see there might be even two dinim based on the pasuk later on.
Or Rashi would say that on Pesach night you would say Kriyashma.
According to Rashi, you would say Kriyashma, exactly. That would come out, exactly. So then the Gemara says, Amar B'Levi Bar Chama, Amar B'Yishman Melakish, the Olam Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov, a person should always fight with the Yetzer Tov, Al Yetzer Hara, against his Yetzer Hara. Shinemar says, Rigzu Val Techato, Rigzu means to fight, and this way you won't sin, you have to have constantly fight. Ne'im nitzchav, a person wins, mutaf, that's fantastic. Zim lav, if a person doesn't win, yasuk b'torah. So again, the fighting means just fighting your self-control. So if you don't win on your own self-control, then you should learn Torah. The Torah is going to help you fight against the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar, it says, imru b'lavchem. So we see the same pasuk imru l'vavchem is being used here for Esek HaTorah. So that's a raya that Kriyat Shema Alamita, which is the same pasuk, is also an inyan of Esek HaTorah. Im nitzcho, if the Torah wins, mutav, that's great. Vim lav, if he's not able to win, yikra kriyash rei, should read Shema instead, shenemar al mishkavchem. So you see that Shema and Torah is very, very similar. Im nitzcho, if his Shema is able to beat out the Yetzer Hara, mutav, that's great. Vim lav, if not, yitzkor lo yom amitzi, should remember the day of death when he's going to die. That should bring humility to him and hopefully prevent him from fighting and losing the Yetzer Hara. Shenemar vidom musela, vidom lashon of dam, mace, silence, that these are different techniques in remembering how to fight against the Yetzer Hara. Fine. Gemara now says further. Amar Rabbi Levi, Abar Chama, Amar Rabbi Yishman, Melakish, Mayi Dichse, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Ve'edne lecha es luchos ha'eden, I gave to you the stones, the luchos, the Torah, the mitzvah, asher kasafti leharosam, luchos elu aseret ha'dibros, Torah ze mikra, the mitzvah zu mishnah, asher kasafti elu nevim ksuvim, leharosam ze gemara, milame chekulam ninu l'moshe mitzinai, it tells us everything was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, from the Luchos down to the Mishnah, the Gemara, and so on. Says the Gemara further, Amr, these are just like various statements just put together, Lav Dafka, any order or Seder, but they're just, again, a list of things, all in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. But Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Kola Kori Kriyash Ma'al Mitaso, one who recites Shema on his bed, Ki'ilu Ochez Cherev Shel Shtei Pidios, as if he's holding a double-edged sword, biyado, in his hand, shenema romimus kel begronam, when a person uses, mentions praise Hashem with his mouth, his throat, v'chayr pifios biyadom, that serves the purpose of a sword. So we see back and forth, this is what's the need for a sword? It's to provide protection. So this proves that Shema is really an inyan of Shmira. While before we said Shema Mitasa is an inyan of Limud Torah. So you see back and forth in all these sugyas that really both of them seem to be relevant to Limud Torah and the inyan of Shmira. So my Masha, how do you see from this pasuk the inyan of Shema? So Amar Marzucha, Ve'is same other say Rav Ashi, Meresha Dinyana. From the beginning of the pasuk it says, Shnichsiv, Ya'alzu Chasidim B'chvod Yiranu Al-Mishkvosam, that the Chasidim sing Hashem's praise, his honor, and it's on the bed. It's written afterwards, Romamos Kel Begronim, that which a person praises Hashem, it serves the same function as Cher Pifios B'yadam. So that's the connection, how we know it's referring to Shema. So Amar Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak says yet another statement about Shema. The mazikin, the various spiritual dangers, all separate, run away from one who says Shema. Shenamar says, Uvnei reshef yagbihu uf, that's a pasuk in Iov, v'ein uf ela Torah, Shenamar, hasaif einecha bo beineo. When a person gets tired, that's a reference to limna Torah, the ameis batorah, so that's the tired from learning. So we see that lashon of uf is a lashon of Torah. Vein reshef ela mazik, and that's referring to the various shadim. Shenemar mizei rav, the pasuk in Devarim says, uluchame reshef v'ketem iriri, the various bitter spiritual mazikim. So you see, it's a hard pasuk to understand in Eov. Eov is a very difficult sefer in Tanakh. But Vnei Reshef, the children, the creatures of Reshef, a mazikin, Yagbiu Uf, will be lifted up by Uf, by learning Torah. That's what the pasuk in Eov is referring to. So then Reish Lakish comes along. Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Ha'osik B'Torah, Yisurin B'Deilin Heimanu. So when a person learns Torah, so not only will mazikin, but even Yisurin, even physical pains, physical ailments, will separate from a person. Shenemar says in the pasuk, Uvnei Reshef Yagbiu Uf, that same pasuk in Eov. Vein uf ela Torah, like we said, shenemar ha'sa'if einecha bo ve'einenu. Vein reshef ela yisurim, shenemar mizei rav l'chumei reshef. So here, yisurim mazikin, you have to figure out, is there a difference between yisurim and mazikin? Typically, mazikin is viewed as a spiritual danger. The person can be overcome by who knows what type of spiritual craziness. And yisurim is typically a physical ailment. But maybe there's some connection between the two. Okay. So Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, ha afil tinoko shebeis rabban yodinoso. Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, this is not a chiddush. Even people and even nursery kids know this idea that by learning Torah it protects a person from Yisurin. What's a chiddush of Reish Lakish to tell us that Kol Osik B'Torah, Yisurin B'dilim Heimanu? Shenamar, how does Rabbi Yochanan know? How is it so obvious? It says in the Pasuk, Vayomer, Im Shemot Tishma L'Kol HaShem L'Kach, if you listen to Hashem, Vayashe Be'inav Ta'asa, you follow that which is right. Vazanta the mitzvos, if you listen to the mitzvos, v'shemarta kol chukav, you preserve all the chukim, kol ha-machla asher samti mitzrayim, all the machlos, all the different ailments I brought upon mitzrayim, lo asim alecha, I won't put upon such a person who follows me, keni ashem lo rofecha, I'm the one who heals. So what do you need, Reish Lakish? You should tell me what's the, that is a mefurish pasuk. The Gemara goes on to say further, so ella, kol she'ef shelo lasik b'torah, the Eino Osek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Alav Yisurim Mecha'orim. Those who have the ability to learn, yet don't learn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings upon them ugly types of ailments. V'ochen Oso, Shenemar, Ne'lamti Dumiya Hechashesi, Mituvu Ucheve Ne'ekar. So Ne'lamti is Lashon Ve'ilem, a person who's mute. So a person who's mute from speaking HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tuv, his greatness, so he's going to be punished with Ke'eve Ne'ekar, with ugly types of pains. V'ein Tov Ela Torah, Shenemar, Kilecha Tov Nasati Lachem Torasi Al Ta'azom. That's what's referring to. Again, the Gemara says further, Amar Bezeira, Vitei Mother say, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Bo Rei, come and see, Shalom Kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. Hashem is very different, of course, in man. How so? Midas Basav Adam, Adam Mocher Chayfet, V'chaver, you sell an object of yours. Mocher Atzev, you're sad. V'lokeach Samech. So if a person sells, his product, a guy's happy to sell. But let's say you have, a person selling his, what he has, his possessions in his house. He needs some money. He's not very happy about selling his bed, his couch. He needs the money. So the guy who gets the couch is happy. The guy who sells the couch is unhappy. However, Kadosh Baruch Hu, ain't okay. And that's not the case with Hashem. Nosan lanu atorah liYisrael. He gave us the Torah. He gave us a gift. And yet, Kadosh Baruch Hu v'tamech. He's very happy. Shenamar ki lekach tov nasati lachem terasi al tazovu. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is so happy to give such a present. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, gets a greatest nachas when we do things. Lo b'shemayim, right? We say that when we paskin down here against what they say up in Shemayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu isn't happier. He's no greater happiness to Kadosh Baruch Hu when we down here beat the malachim up in Shemayim. That's the greatest nachas that Kadosh Baruch Hu gets. So that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu's giving of the gifts. He's very, very happy for us to receive gifts. Amar Rava, Rava says further, the same others say it's really Rav Chista, Imroa Adam Sheyasurin Ba'na Lav. The person sees that he's experiencing terrible types of pain. Yifash Pesh B'masav. The person should start looking into his actions and see maybe he did something wrong. Shenemar says in the Pasuk in Eicha, Nach Besad Rachenu. A person should be Mechapes. He should search, seek out in his paths, B'nach Kora, and be Choker, B'nach Shuvah Ad Hashem, and see what he did wrong and do Tshuva. Pishpesh v'lamatza, he does a real inspection, a cheshbon, a nefesh, and he can't find anything he did wrong. He's such a tzaddik. So yisla b'vitel Torah must be that he did nothing wrong, but he also wasted maybe a few seconds here, a few minutes here. It was a bitel Torah. He didn't do anything wrong, but the wasting of time was the reason he's getting yisurim. Shenamar says in the pasuk, Ashrei ha-gever, praiseworthy such a person, asher tiasrenu ka, u'mitorascha tzlamdenu. So a person who's Yisurim Kam because of Limra Torah. So that's Bitzel Torah means. So that's not a bad thing. I mean, Yisurim aren't pleasant, of course, but they come not because of anything you did wrong, but Bitzel Torah, that should be the worst of a person's problem. Vim Tala, if he's able to say that the Yisurim Kam because of Bitzel Torah, he looked into it, and Lo Matza, he didn't find that he was Mevata Torah, though. He was very, very good with his time and efficient. B'yadua, they're coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they come from love. What that means, how that works, very, very unclear. Shenemar, because Hashem loves you, that's why he's giving you these pains. What that means, difficult to explain, to understand.
Difficult love.
Yes, exactly. So Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yischar, Amar Rav Huna, Kol Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Chafetz Bo, Midako, B'Yisurin, all those who Kadosh Baruch Hu loved, Kadosh Baruch Hu likes to break and humble them with Yisurin. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, V'Hashem Chafetz Dako Hechli, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves those who he loves, he likes to crush and give them any punishment in this world. This way, when it comes to Olam Haba, they have a pure schar in Olam Haba. Yachal, one might think, Afilu Lo Kiblu Me'ava. Let's say a person says he gets the Yisurim. He says he doesn't accept them ba'ava. He's very upset at Hashem for doing so. So let's say a guy's not makabel them. Would that still be considered a Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's what he wants to do to a person? Or no? Only when the guy's makabel ba'ava will have that effect. Time alone, the Pasuk says, Im tasim ashim nafsho. Only a person willingly accepts the Yisurim ba'ava will have that the effect. So ma ashim ladas. Af Yisurim Badash. Just like a person can only bring a carbon ashram with his awareness, you have to be aware that a carbon ashram is being brought on your behalf. Af Yisurim Ladas, Yisurim Sha'ava only work if a person is makabel them the Ava. Vim Kiblam, if a guy says, okay, I'm makabel them Yisurim Ba'ava. He did a Cheshman and Efesh, he has no Averos, he has no Bitto Torah. It's Yisurim Sha'ava and he's makabel them. So Maschara, what's the reward for such a great tzaddik? Yira Zera Yarich Yamim, he's going to have children who have long lives. But not only that, Elisha Tamudom is Kaim Biyodo. He's going to remember that which he learns. Shinemar Vechefet Hashem Biyodo, Yitzach, Vechefet Hashem, the Chetz of Hashem, the Torah, will be in his hand, and it'll be incredibly Matzliach in Limud HaTorah. So Pligi Ba, there's a machlokus between two Amarar, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. Chad Amar, one of them says, Elohim Yisum Sha'ava. One says, Yisum Sha'ava. And kol she'ein behen bitul Torah, what's Yisurim Sha'ava? They define as those who don't have a bitul Torah. So then, yet he still gets Yisurim. That's the definition of Yisurim Sha'ava. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Asher gever asher tiyasenu ka, praiseworthy is he who gets Yisurim from Hashem, b'torat chasam denu, as an account of limra Torah, which means the bitul Torah. That's one shot of Yisurim Sha'ava. The Chad Amar, the other Amar said, Elohim Yisurim Sha'ava. What's Yisurim Sha'ava? Kol she'ein behen bitul tfila. When a guy's not mevatel tefillah, he davens 3 times a day. If he doesn't, and yet still he gets Yisurim Sha'ava, that's the definition of Yisurim Sha'ava. One who's not mevatel Torah, tefillah rather. Shenemar says in a different pasuk, Baruch Elokim Asher Lo Heitzit Tefilasi V'Chazo Meiti. So that person who never lost the tefillah, yet he still is experiencing Yisurim, because the Lashon Elokim is Lashon Din, we know, because Baruch Hu gives an onesh. So Baruch HaLakim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the person with Midas Adin, with Yisurim, when's that a bracha of Yisurim? That's only a person never missed the tefillah, so why is he receiving Elokim? Why is he receiving Midas Adin? It must be because Yisurim Shel Ava. So Amalahu, so he says, Rabbi Yaakov Abba, Braid Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, Hachi Am Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan. This is what he says, Eilu Ve'elu Yishum Sha'aba Hein. They're both true. Eilu Ve'elu Divachim Chaim. If a person is not Mevata Torah and he's not Mevata Tefillah and yet he experiences Yishum Sha'aba, both of them are different paths of Yishum Sha'aba. Shenamar says in the pasuk, "Ki es asher yev Hashem yochiach." That who Hashem loved, he's going to rebuke. So elamat hamalomer mitrascha shilam denu. That's a reference, the emphasis on limud Torah only. Al tikri shilam denu. Don't read as shilam denu. Ella shilam denu with a not enu but with an a at the end there to teach us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is that davar zeh mitrascha shilam denu. The kavachomer mishen v'ayin, meaning what? Ma shen v'ayin shehen echad mevar shel adam. Just like he makes the kavachomer that what's referring to the pasuk. Just like shen v'aver, a person in Eved Kanani, he goes out free if he loses his tooth, he loses his eye. So one second, ma shen v'ayin shehen echad mevar shel adam. Eved yotzei b'nehen lecheiros. If the Eved Kanani is working, he loses his tooth, he loses his eye, he goes free. So too, Yisurim Shemimrakina Kogufo Shaldam Achat Kama Vakama. So Yisurim Sha'ava, which are giving pain to the entire body, how much more so should it redeem a person, should it free a person from any averos the person might experience? Behind you, the Reish Lakish, that's what Reish Lakish would say as well, based on a different limud, we'll see a nafkamina in just a second, that Dama Reish Lakish Ne'emar Bris Bamelech, it says the word Bris by Melech, we have to put salt in every single carbon. That's called Bris. The Ne'emar says Bris B'Yisurim. It's also in the context of Yisurim. We'll see in a second where that is. Yisurim are also called Bris. So we have a Gezer Shavanel. Ne'emar Bris B'Melach. Dichsiv V'lo Sash Bis Melach Bris. That's by the salt and the carbon. The Ne'emar Bris B'Yisurim. Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk in that's in Kisavo. Elu Divrei Bris. When it goes on to explain all the different, the Tochacha calls it a Bris. The Ma Bris Amur B'Melach Melach Mimatekes Esabasar Salt. It's something that softens the skin. It cleans the skin. So af bris hamur biyisurin. It's yisurin merakin kavanos of shel adam. Also, it cleans a person's skin and body as well. So we have two different limudim. How we know that yisurin shalava work? Either based on the kavachomer v'shein v'ayin, or based on this kavach this gzer shava to the to bris from bris melach. So interesting. They quote from Rav Shimshon Mashapoli, who says there's a nafkamina between which limud you learn, whether it's the kal v'chomer or whether it's the gzeira shava. If you learn from a kal v'chomer that Yisurim Sha'ava cleans a person, it redeems a person, based on shein v'eved, a shein v'eved, an eved kanani who loses tooth or an eved only goes free if it was done bedas from the master. If it wasn't done bedas, he doesn't go free. So too, according to that limud, Yisurim Sha'ava only have this effect if it's niskabel b'ava, bedas. But according to the din of bris, that gzer shava has nothing to do with das, so the person experiences yisurim shalava, even if he's not mekabelit, it's still going to have the same effect as the minarik, the kolavonosov. Gemara now says, last few lines of the Amud here. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Shalosh matanos tovos nasna kadosh baruch hu l'Yisrael. Kadosh baruch hu gave three good gifts to Klal Yisrael. The chul on all them, lo nasan eli de yisurim, and all them came about through great pains. Ve'eluhin, Torah, ve'eretz Yisrael, v'ha'olam haba. A person can't receive any of these three unless it goes through difficult moments in life. How do we know? What's the basis? Torah minayin. How do we know Torah is only going to be learned and understood and accomplished through yisurim? Shenamar asher gever asher tiasenu ka u'mitarascha slam denu. That yisurim is what brings about limud Torah. Eretz Yisrael, dichsiv, ki kasher yasa ishes benoah Hashem milkecha miyasreka. So Klal Yisrael is going to be given Eretz Yisrael only through Yisurim. Uksibasi afterwards it says, ki Hashem milkecha miviyecha el Eretz Tova. So these psukim are two psukim away from each other. So the Yisurim lead to Eretz Tova. And Olam Haba, we have another pasuk in Mishlei, dichsiv, ki ner mitzvah v'sora or, v'derech chaim tochachos musr. So through musr, through Yisurim, is how a person is zocha to Olam Haba, which is Derech Chaim. Derech Chaim is a reference to the path of life, as a reference to Olam Haba. The Gemara now says, last line of the Omid here, before you turn the page, Tani Tana. The Brisa teaches us Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. It was taught in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha'osik batora uv'gemilus chasadim. Those who are osik in this world, the kover is banav and buries his children, lo aleinu, mochlen lo al kovnosav. So these three things together in combination, limud Torah, Gevinas Chasadim, that bearing one's own children are ways that a person is completely free of any sin. So Amar Lei Rabbi Yochanan, Bishma, I understand Torah Gevinas Chasadim, that makes sense to me. It says in the Pasuk, Dichtiv, Bechesed uve'emes, Yichu for Avam. Chesed, Zug Gevinas Chasadim, that's right, intuitive. Shenemar, I don't know why they bring a Pasuk, but they bring a Pasuk to prove that Chesed is Gevinas Chasadim. Rodef Tzedakah v'Chesed, those who seek Tzedakah and Chesed, Yim Sechaim Tzedakah v'Chavad. He's going to find life, he's going to find Tzedakah, he'll find honor, so he's going to be Zocha to a longer life, clean of any sin. So that we know Gemiyas Chasadim. Emes Zu Torah, Shenemar, Emes Kinei, Ve'al Timkor, that's a reference to Limud HaTorah. So Torah and Chesed I get, how that's Mocha Avonosu, that frees a person from his sins. Ela Kovar Es Banav Minayin, who says bearing one's children is going to be Mechila of his sins? Satani Lei Hahug Sava, a certain elderly man said, and oftentimes when a zakin is mentioned, Tosa tells us a reference to Eliyahu HaNavi. So Eliyahu HaNavi tells us, Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Asya Avon Avon, we have a Gezer Shafa. Ksif Hachet says by Avonos, Bechesiv Emes Yuchul Par Avon, Uksif Hasmet's written elsewhere in Yirmiyah, Umeshalim Avon Avos El Chek Binehem, that's a reference to one whose children die on an account of the father's sins. So we have a Gzeir Shava Avon Avon, that just like the Avon of Chesed Ve'emes, that's Chesed Gemis Chasadim, Emes Torah is Mechaper and Avon, so it's when a person buries his children, the Gzeir Shava is also Mechaper on Avon. That's the Gzeir Shava according to Eliyahu HaNavi. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan says further, there are other instances that Negayim Banim Einam Yisrim Shava. So this is going to be we'll get to in a steer in just a second. But he says when a person experiences Nagam, which is Saras, a person has Yisrim of his children. So these are not Yisrim Shava. So Gemara says, wait a second. When a person gets Nagam, they're not Yisrim Shava. When Nagam lo, V'hatani doesn't the Brisa teach us Kol Mishi Yeshvo Echad Me'arba Maros Nagam Halalu Einam Ela Mizbach Kapara. When a person experiences Neged Saras, one of the four different shades of white, well, there are four different shades of white. There's a Mishnah Negayim, it's the beginning of Masechet Shavuos, talks about what the different shades are. It looks like an egg, it looks like, I forget the different colors they use, but they're all white. But they're different shades of white. Some are a little darker, some are a little lighter. So a person has any of those four shades of white on his body, that's a Mizbech Kapara. So this sounds like a positive thing. When a person gets it, he's going to get a full Kapara. But before Rabbi Yochanan says, when a guy gets Neged Saras, it's not a Yisum Shalava, it's not giving a love from Hashem, it's actually a punishment, not a Kapara. So Mizbach Kapara, but Yehavu, but Yisum Shalava Lohavu. Based on this Brisa, that they're only their opportunity for Kapara, but they're not Yisum Shalava. So Gemara says, Levi is saying, but either we're going to suggest Halon V'Halahu. Maybe it's between the difference between us and them. What's halon v'halahu? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says three lines down. Halon v'halahu. Eretz Yisrael shari choma mikudashos. That in Eretz Yisrael, where the chomos Yushalayim are all sanctified, and mitzora ton shiluch chutzalahen, when a guy gets saras, he needs to leave the camp. He needs to leave outside the walls. Einam yisum sha'ava. That's not yisum sha'ava. That's kapara. He needs to leave. In Bavel, she'ein tunim shiluach. If a guy gets saras in Bavel, there are no walls to speak of, there are no Yushalayim to speak of, there's no sending out, so therefore he's not really feeling punished. The hey mizbeach kapara have a yisum shava. That's where they are yisum shava. That's where Hashem is giving you, because he doesn't really feel any punishment, because he's not being sent out away from any camps. So therefore, in halon for us in Bavel, they are yisum shava. But in Yushalayim, where he's sent outside of the walls, halahu, that's where it's a punishment. That's the difference. Now Tosa takes the issue with it. Tosa says, Bizman the Gemara, there's no Shiluach Machanos. Neged Saras wasn't relevant. If you look at Tosa in the very top here, I'm sure we don't have time to go in, but if you want to look at Tosa, he says he doesn't understand Pshat and Rashi, because Shiluach Machanos didn't exist in the times of the Maraim. So he says, therefore it's referring to Tumah. That Tumah in Bavel was Tumah in Eretz Yisrael. Marsha says, Tumah didn't exist either in the times of Maraim. Neged Saras didn't exist either there, so unclear what Pshat in the Gemara here, but there's some difference between Bavel and Bnei Eretz Yisrael as to which place is Yisum Sha'ava and which place it's a punishment. The Gemara then makes another suggestion. The Gemara says, Ibai Seima, alternatively, we could say the difference is Habit Sina, Habit Farhesya. Now, if it's whether or not the Neged Saras is apparent or not apparent, if it's a Bit Sina, somewhere that's hidden where no one else could see it, so then that's where it's a Yisum Sha'ava, the guy's getting a full kapara, so it's more of a positive thing. It's for Hesher, people see him, and it's a busha for him, so then that's going to be a punishment, and that won't be a Yisurim Sha'ava. So Gemara now goes back to what which was said about Banim. So Gemara said that banim lo, the person who has different difficulties with his children, that are they not considered yisum sha'ava? That's a punishment. The heichidami, what's the case? Elaim, but the havel who amazed him at the situation where a person has children and they died. How do you not say that's yisum sha'ava? Those have to be yisum sha'ava. They don't make sense otherwise. The ha'amar Rabbi Yochan, Yochan himself says, din garma v'asira bir. Rabbi Yochan, who we know is a tzaddik, the only yisum he could have experienced was yisum sha'ava. He would walk around with a garmi, the bone. He'd have a bone of his 10th child. He lost 10 children, the Gemara says in Tanya. He'd walk around with his 10th bone giving chizik to people. He says, listen, you think you have it bad? Look at this. I have my 10th bone, my son, the bone of my 10th son here. So Rabbi Yochanan clearly was experiencing Yisurim Sha'ava based on the tzidkas that he had. So it's not a situation where a person had children and then they died. That is Yisurim Sha'ava. So when the Gemara said before that banim, difficulties with banim is a punishment, not Yisurim Sha'ava, what's the case? Elaha de lo habi le cloud. The situation where a person wasn't zocha to any children, that's where it's a punishment. V'ha de habi lu mesu, and there are those who have and children and died, that is Yisurim Sha'ava. That's the difference. One who never had children, that's punishment. Those who had and lost them, that's called Yisurim Sha'ava. There's a toast there again. We don't have much time for this. But toast is Vahama Rabbi Yochan talks about there were tzaddikim who did have who didn't have children. So you're saying any person that has no children, he can't be a tzaddik anymore? The Tosfos addresses that that question as well. The Gemara then says that Rabbi Yechiya bar Abba Chalash, one time Rabbi Yechiya was ill. Al Lagabe Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan went in to visit him. And Amrlei, Rabbi Yochanan says to him, Chavivin Alecha Yisurin, he says to Rabbi Yechiya, do you like Yisurim? Do you like illness? Do you like being in pain? Of course he says, Amrlei, lo, Heim Vlo Schar, I don't want the pain, I don't want the schar. Please do me a favor, just get rid of it. I'll take away the schar. So Amrlei, Rabbi Yochanan says, Havli Yadech, give me your hand. Yavli Yadech, and he gave Rabbi Yochanan his hand, evoke me, and he was able to give him strength, and he removed all the illness. Okay, sounds pretty powerful. There's the Gemara here. Then a Chassidish Maisa. There's Rabbi Yochanan, he held his hand, and he healed him. So one time, Rabbi Yochanan was chalash, she was weak. So all the Gabe, so someone came, Rabbi Chanina went to visit him. Amrlei, Chavivin Alecha Yisurim, he wanted to try the same thing. So he says, are Yisurim, do you like Yisurim? Are they chaviv to you? Amrlei, Rabbi Yochanan says, lo heim lo schar, I don't want the Yisurim, I don't want the schar either for it. Please get rid of them. Amrlei, so he says, Havli Yadeh, give me your hand. So Yavli Yadeh, Rabbi Yochanan gave him his hand. Vokmen, he gave him strength, and the illness went away. So Amai asks Gemara, Lokim Rabbi Yochanan Lenafshe, why can Rabbi Yochanan do this to himself? We knew he had the strength to do it to Rabbi Chiya, so why couldn't he help himself out when he was sick? Just hold his own hand, hold both hands, however it would work. So why couldn't he do it to himself? So Amri, the Gemara says, there's a klal, Ein chavish matir atmo bibeis asurim. You can never save yourself from jail. Guys in jail, you're not going to get the key, you can't break out. Someone else needs to save you from the jail, so even though Rabbi Yochanan had a certain koach, he did not have the ability to save himself from jail. The Gemara now says another occasion, Rabbi Elazar Chalash. Once Rabbi Elazar was weak, he was ill, and all the Gave Rabbi Yochanan went in to visit him, and Chazay Dehavi Kagani the base also. He saw that Rabbi Elazar was lying down in a very dark house. So Gali Ladare Vinafle Nahara. So he opened up the shade, and then light came in, and then he, so what happened? Chazay Dehavi Kabachi Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was busy crying. So Amr Lei, Amai Kabichis, why are you busy crying? Imishim Torah Delafshis, maybe because you don't think you learned enough Torah. Don't be so sad. Rabbi Elazar learned a lot of Torah, don't worry. But let's say you want to learn more and you didn't accomplish as much as you wanted to accomplish. Shaninu, the Gemara tells the Menachos, Echra Marba, Vechra Mamit, Uva Vachi, Chavin Libo L'Shemayim. In regards to a person who learns, whether it's a lot, whether it's a little, as long as it's L'Shem Shemayim. Now the context of this phrase is when a person brings a carbon. There's certain carbons which Olav Yorid, depending how wealthy you are, you bring a Behema or you bring an O for a Mincha. So the Gemara says the poor person shouldn't feel bad that he brings a mincha and the wealthy guy brings a big bull. Don't be so sad as long as you're having libo shel shemayim. So says Rabbi Yochanan, same thing with limud Torah. Who cares whether you learned all of Shas in 7.5 years or you only learned one mesecht in 7.5 years? As long as it's you're having libo shel shemayim, so don't be so sad, Rabbi Elazar. So it can't be because of limud Torah, because we know you're mechaving l'shem shemayim. V'mishim mizon, if it's because you don't have much food to eat and you don't have what to feed your family, not everyone's zocha to have both tables of, he's zocha in ruchnis and kashmis. Some guys are zocha to have both, and some guys are zocha to have one. But, okay, you were zocha in limud Torah, you weren't zocha so much in the shulchanos, in parnasa. Now, Tosa just points out here, Girsa, he says, lo kol adam zocha l'shei shulchanos, abal ein ligros, don't have the text, ein adam zocha, that no one is ever zocha to both, because that's not true. Deha kama tzaddikim zochen. There are many tzaddikim who are zochen, the sheshachonos, could go in Rebbe. The Gemara says Rebbe, he had unlimited amounts of food in his house, and he's Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. So there were people in history who were zochen to sheshachonos, but it's very rare to happen, so don't be so upset that you weren't wealthy, that you were zochen limud Torah. So it can't be because of mizone. It can't be because of Torah. So what's the reason? V'imishim beniv. It's because you're crying about children who died. Din garme da'asir abir. Look at my, Rabbi Yochanan says, look at my bone, at my 10th child. You didn't have it worse than me, so don't cry. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Elazar says, lahai shufra debali ba'afra kabechina. I'm crying about the, about you, Rabbi Yochanan, about your beauty. Rabbi Yochanan is very, very beautiful. Your beauty, that and eventually when you die, it's going to just turn into dirt and it's going to, decay. So Amar Lei, al-dav adekavich, that's a worthwhile reason to cry. Ubachi tavar, then they both started to cry. Okay, what that means, it's much deeper than we understand. So adahachi v'hachi, after this whole dialogue was over, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan says, chavivin alech yisurim, let's get back to the point now. Do you like yisurim or do you not like yisurim? Amar Lei, lo hein v'lo scharna, I don't like them, I don't like their reward, please help me out. Amalei Havli Yadek, give me your hand. And Yavla Yadek, he handed his hand over to him, Ve'okme, and Rabbi Yochanan healed Rabbi Elazar as well. So Rav Huna, one time, Takifulei Arba Mea Dani Dechamri, he had 400 barrels of wine, and they all went bad. So his whole, all his big section of his wine cellar went sour. So Al Gabe, Rabbi Yehuda Achua de Rav Salah HaChasida. Rabbi Yehuda, who was the brother of Rav Salah HaChasida, went in to visit him. And Rabbanan, there were a number of Talmidei Chacham with him. If Amrilei, others say, Rav Ada bar Ava Rabbanan, so different to Machlokas, who was the one who went to visit Rav Huna after this big financial loss, Amrilei, and they said to him, La'ayin mar b'milei, maybe Rav Huna, you should be ma'ayin into your things. Bad things don't happen unless something there's a reason. I mean, you don't lose a whole 400 barrels of wine without there being a good time. So Amrilei, Rav Huna took this a little bit rough, and he said, Mi chashinna b'inaychu? You're choshing me that I did something wrong? I'm Rav Huna. Why are you choshing me the b'sherim? So this is a great response. Amrilei, Mi chashid kutcha bruchu? David dina b'lo dina? Are you choshing Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes someone without a good reason to do so? Kadosh Baruch Hu only does things if there's a reason. So just look at Tosa just for a second. He writes, Dina below Dina. He says, Harbi tzadikim yesh shalokim bugufun v'mamonim. Many tzadikim do have pains, whether it be in their body, physical pains, whether it be in their finances. Halahem hayu yodim shlo hayu nosin shibisha larisa v'ayurosin lirmo. So we'll see based on what's going on here. Normally a tzadik can experience pain without doing anything wrong. But they knew that he did something wrong, but they didn't want to tell him straight out. So they said, look into what you had done wrong. So we're going to see what had happened, what caused this to happen to his wine. So Amar Lei, Iika Manda Shmilei Milsa Lema. If someone here knows something I did wrong, please let me know. Maybe I'm not paying attention. Please let me know. Be honest with me. So Amar Lei, they said to him, Hacha Shmilam, this is what we heard about you. The Lo Yav Mar Shvisha Larisa, that you didn't give any vines of grapes to your workers. You're supposed to give your workers what to eat, and you didn't feed them. Amar Lehu, Rav Huna says, Mika Shavikli Midid Minei. Haka gavni lekula, should I leave him anything? He steals from me. This oris, this sharecropper steals from me. I don't owe him anything. Amrilei, they say to him, Haynu dami inchi, that's what people say. Basa ganve, ganav, betai matam. Gona, he who steals from a ganav, he tastes gneva. In other words, even though he stole from you, doesn't mean you should steal from him. You have an obligation as an employer to make sure you feed him, and that's what you did wrong. So Amrilei, kabdun alai diavni lehei, so he's makabal on himself that he'll give him the proper share he owes. And ikadami, others say, hadar chalav ahav chamer, some say that the vinegar turned back to wine, everything was fixed. The ikadami, others say, ayke chalav is dabin b'dmei de chamer, the prices of vinegar actually went up in value, and even though it didn't change back to wine, it had the value of wine, he's able to sell it for the same profit. So Tani the Brisa says further now, Abba ben Yamin Omer, al shnei dvarim hayiti mitzdarev, there were two things, koyama, that bothered me my whole life. One was al tfilasi shetei lefnei mitasi, that davening in front of my bed, and number two is, al mitasi shetei nusuna bein tafon ledam, that you place in a certain direction. So just look at Rashi to see what's going on here. Rashi says, samach lemitasi, koyama in his heart, he was very careful my whole life, shol lasas malacha, v'shol lasas betorah, kishemati mi mitasi, what that means is when he woke up, not that he davened next to his bed per se, but he would daven as soon as he could. He wouldn't learn before davening. He wouldn't work before davening. He wouldn't go running before davening. He wouldn't eat before davening. That's one thing he would do. Now, Tosafot points out, on learning, he says, Rashi, you can't learn before davening. Tosafot doesn't like this. Tosafot disagrees. He thinks you can learn before davening. He brings a Rav from a Gemara, where it was Rav would learn and then daven afterwards. It was clear. So it's brought down Shulchan Aruch today is whether one should learn or not learn before davening. We assume that one can learn before davening, but interesting, Rashi felt that one should not. You should daven first thing in the morning. That's one thing he did. The second thing he was careful about was the direction of the bed. It should be from north to south, and Rashi explains that Tzafon Ladarum, that Rosha, Umraglo says, Zel Tzafon Zel Ladarum, the head should be in the north, and the legs of the bed should be in the south. And Venir Beinai, the reason is, Rashi suggests, is she has Shechina b'Mizrach or b'Marav. The Shechina is either in the east or the west. So if the Shechina is east and west, the bed should be north and south, so you shouldn't be, you know, in the direction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tashmish. And some point out, there's only true if a person's married, where that's a relevant shaila. The person's a bachar, so then there's no inyan of the directions of the bed, according to this shot in Rashi. Then the Gemara says further that Al Tfilasi Shetei Lefnei Mitasi. He was very careful. He should daven next to his bed, which means right when he woke up, he would daven. So my Lefnei Mitasi, what does it mean before his bed? Ilema Lefnei Mitasi Mamish, it means he Mamish daven next to his bed. V'homer Rav Yehuda Amarav, v'isem other say Rav Yeshua ben Levi, minayinim ispalo shelo yeh davar choses beinu levein akir. Person should daven up against the wall. There shouldn't be any separation between him and the wall. Shenemar vayasev chizkiyo panav el akir vayfal. He put his face up against the wall and daven. So how can he daven next to his bed? He should be next to the wall. So it can't be talking about next to the wall. And this is a very important halacha lemaisa about the not having things that separate between a person and the wall. So sometimes you see that like at a shul or a certain bnei shiva will like try to run up to the wall to daven there based on this gemara here. So we talk about what serves as a separation, what doesn't serve as a separation. Magid Rama is bothered why people daven in front of a shender. A shender is a separation. He doesn't get shot there. So Tosafot here writes that if it's something that's kavua in the ground, if it's a short Tosafot shelo yed davar chote, it's beinu levein akir. Tosafot writes about milsa de kviya, that which is like built into the ground, kigon aron or teva, ain't a hefik. That's not a hefik. But something that moves like a chair or a table, a shender, that could be a shayla. But again, now is not the time to go through all the various halachas. So then the Gemara says, Gavaita, let's finish off his daf. We're almost finished. Lo tema lefnei mitasoi, ela ema samuch mitasoi. It doesn't mean in front of his bed. It means near his bed, he would daven. What that meant was, as Rashi said, he davened quickly after he woke up, but it wasn't in front of his bed. The other thing he was makbid on was to make sure the bed was in the direction of north to south. So this is actually an example. This is an interesting example. There's a machlokis in the Shulchan Aruch about whether it should be north to south or east to west. And there's a stira in the Zohar. So the Gra has this yisod. He says there are only two places that he's aware of. He probably said that the two places, he probably said it like definitively. There are only two places in all of Zohar and Shas where there actually is a stira between each other. So this is a stira initially where the Zohar says and where the Gemara says, but the Zohar rereads, rather the Gra rereads the Zohar. Mishnah Berurah brings this down. The Gra rereads the Zohar, so that's consistent with the Gemara and the Bavli, based on this Gemara here. But we see that the Zohar, there never is a stira between the Zohar and the Gemara other than two places, says the Gra. Further, Gemara says, Vaitir, now, Damar, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Hanosei Mitasa Bein Tzafon Ladarim, a person who places the bed between north and south, Havin Lei Banim Zacharim Hizocha, to having boys. That's a one of the segulas, having boys, making sure it's in the right direction. Shenemar, Utzfuncha Timale Binam Yisbu Vanim. So, by the Tuncha, if it's in the north, you'll be Zocha to having Banim. I remember after my two oldest are girls. So the doctor was like a firm doctor. So he said, you have to learn the Gemara. There are different schools how to have boys. So there's one here. If you remember the end of Maseches Nida, there's another one. There are a few scattered throughout Shas of different schools how to have a banim. So then the Gemara says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Af shein isho mapels nefam, even if a woman doesn't have miscarries, Ksiv Hachet says, Utfuncha timali vinam, Uksiv Hachet is written elsewhere by Rivka, Vayimlu yamel aledes vinei, somen bevinna. So, that when she was full, that when she was a full pregnancy, she wasn't mapula children. It's based on the direction of the tzfuncha, the direction of the bed. That's going to prevent a woman from having a miscarriage. Should we go a little bit further? Just get to the next half. We'll try. Those who want to leave could leave, certainly. But I'm going to just try to push a little bit further to the next Amud. Tanya, Abba, Binyamin, Omer, Shnaim, Shenichan, Shul, Hispalo, two people who enter into the Shul to daven. The Kodem Echa, Mehem, and one comes earlier, Hispalo, Velohim, Tinet, Chare, he doesn't wait for his friend, he leaves earlier, but Yossi leaves the guy by himself in the Shul davening, Torfin lo tfilaso b'fanav. Hashem rips away his tfilah hidavin because he didn't have the proper derech eretz to wait from his friend, not to leave him behind by himself. Shenamar says in the pasuk in Iyov, Torif nafsho ba'apo, you grab his nefesh with anger, halman chateaz of aretz, he who leaves behind someone else, in this case leaving behind his friend. But oh, not only that, elagorim l'shchina shetistalik miyisrael, you cause the shchina for leaving your friend by himself in the shul. Shenamar, v'yetak tzur mimkomo, that he rips up the rock from his place, that tzur ain tzur elakavish baruch hu. Shenamar tzur liyoncha teshi, so a person runs away, leaves his friend by himself in the shul, you cause the shchina to leave. Vim himkin lo, if a guy does wait for his friend, maskar, what's the reward? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, zoch lebrachos halalu, your zoch to his incredible blessing. Shenamar, it says in the pasuk, lu hikshapti l'mitzvos, I've listened to my mitzvahs, v'hi kenar shlomecha v'tzikotu kigali yam, and you do tzidkos like the waves of the sea, v'hi kachol zarecha, you're going to have children like the sand, v'tzeh me'echa, and zoch the children as well, those who listen to my mitzvahs. Okay, we'll stop here. A wonderful day.